You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM. We're playing Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. Right now, we do have Tiernis, the bearded one, Jansen van Rensburg. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
And if Tiernis is here, it's Tech Talk with Tiernis. And today, we're talking about glimpsing a view in another solar system.
That's right.
Oh, baby.
So, we've spoken in the past about the James Webb Space Telescope that went up into orbit in 2021.
Yeah.
And ever since it's been there, we've just been detecting, you know, a bunch of new things, new types of discoveries. The first picture of a black hole, all these kind of things have just been kind of coming through. But what is very exciting right now is that for the first time, the scientists decided to point the James Webb Space Telescope specifically at another solar system that is sitting perpendicular to ours, mm-hmm. which means that we can actually take proper photographs of another solar system. We've obviously known for a long time there are other planets around other suns. We've detected around 5,000 or 6,000 of them, almost all of them by the Hubble Space Telescope. But that came from, you know, 30, 40 years ago. The technology obviously completely kind of outstripped by the capabilities of James Webb.
Yes.
However, this is the first time that we have direct photographic evidence of another solar system, where the Hubble and other methodologies has always been indirectly detecting other planets. For example, we have the transit method, which means you point a camera or a satellite at a star, and then if it dims, we realize that there's something moving in front of that star, right? And then they can kind of see how long it takes to dim in a certain pattern, and that's how we started to see other planets for the first time. However, this now with James Webb is the first time that we've got a full image of another solar system with a star in the middle and a couple of planets that is orbiting around that star. It's absolutely amazing. You know, we always knew that would be the case, but to see it with an actual photograph is absolutely amazing.
Wow, this is insane. And probably really bad news to all those flat earthers out there.
It's not going to affect their beliefs. That's not what we're here to talk about. But just the fact that we can see multiple planets orbiting a singular star in a singular image with this new massive telescope that we've put up in orbit is just amazing. The theory was there. We saw it through indirect observations, and this is the first time we've got an actual observation of this happening in the universe. And it just, you know, pushes our understanding of how the universe works a little bit further every single discovery.
Can you imagine the things that we are going to discover next?
James Webb has been amazing. It's only been 4 or 5 years. Imagine what this telescope and what the telemetry and all of the kind of sensors and everything they've got on that is going to bring over the next 10 to 15 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will return next week with more tech and science news. If you want to get your fill of that area, then you can go and visit some people who have expertise. It's bandwidthblog.co.za. Tiernis and his buddies over there. We will catch up with him again next week on Tech Talk with Tiernis. See you then, buddy.
Thank you.